Blog Talk Radio.
On your journey because you're not achieving the goals that you desire to achieve? Well, you know, you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, this is a great question, and boy, is it a heater. And well, you know, I want us to know that we're going to grow together around this very question and go on a journey of discovery and really take an intimate look at frustration and explore this very area. Are you feeling frustrated on your journey? That's the thought to process and to ponder on today's Motivational Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. Oh, I always look forward to Mondays. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that we're going to be looking at on today that I feel that you will receive great benefit from regardless of where you are on your journey. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. In our last installment, we looked at Awaken Your Dream. When I tell you, it was so rich. We talked about and went on a journey looking at, did you actually personally yourself dig the grave and bury your dream? Oh, you want to go back to the on-demand library to get the fullness and the rich insight on not only this subject, but on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And I have to tell you, if you don't already have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphones with your notes, you need to grab it so you can capture the nuggets and jewels that will be shared on today. And we are so looking forward to moving to the next level with you on your journey. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's program with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's programming. We extend our gracious, heartfelt in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. The reality is we know we cannot grow without YOU, so we absolutely thank you for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we're looking at, hold on to your seat. Are you ready? We are looking at the battle of frustration. The battle of frustration. I don't know about you, but on my journey, at different stages, I have dealt with frustration. As a matter of fact, in my coaching practice, frustration oftentimes rises its ugly head, and my clients are dealing with and faced with this feeling of, oh, I'm upset, I'm annoyed because of their inability to change or to achieve the desired end that they want, their results, the success, and are feeling frustrated because they're faced with this barrier. And, you know, I have to say that no matter where you are on your journey, there are always barriers that we must overcome. There's always some type of hurdle that we have to process and jump over. You know, the reality is you have a goal. It's before you. You can see the target. It gets you excited. You feel it in your bones. It's stirred up on the inside. You're passionate about it. You have this goal. You can see it. However, you feel the frustration because of the barriers that you're having to constantly face, those things that are before you that are preventing you from getting the results that you desire. You know, I thank God for my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement, the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, and Vertical Leapin'. You may be thinking, well, why, Coach Adams, are you mentioning them in this moment? I'm mentioning them in this moment because they helped me to understand frustration in a whole different light, in a different way. And so I'm going to bring some of those elements in to bring some clarity around this process of frustration. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am and have been serving as their global master trainer since 2005, long time, walking alongside with my mentors and just so very partnership that we have. And I want to share with you some greater insight around frustration because I know where you are right now. There's something that is hindering you, that's preventing you from getting the fullness of what you desire. I don't know specifically who you are listening in, but what I do know is no matter where you are, there's things that we have to process through. You can have all of the possible money that you desire, but yet there's still some things that cause frustration. There's still some barriers that you have to process through. You can be lacking in the area of money, and there's things that you have to process through. You know, I think about when I first launched out and began to pursue my journey of independence and purpose. And, you know, interestingly enough, it's so funny because when I think back, it seems like so long ago, and really, essence, it was because I was really seeking out for some time what the purpose was on my life. And I got the awakening in 98. And I share that because that's key. It's important to recognize that. But I wasn't walking in the fullness of it until 2005, when I was propelled into full-time purpose. And one of the frustrations early on that I had to contend with, one of the barriers, the hurdles, was the lack of resources, the lack of money. And I want to put this before you today, and there's others that I'm going to have us to process around. When you think about frustration and this feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of the inability to change or to achieve something, this quote-unquote barrier to your goal, that is the definition in which my mentors have come up with frustration, a barrier to your goal. And so this barrier that you have before you, before that you are fighting to overcome this barrier that you have before you, I want you to really think about on your journey where you are today in association with where you desire to grow. Because this is the thing. If you're not clear, first and foremost, on where you're going, and you have to be clear on where you're going. When the barriers come up, you don't know how to navigate beyond them. I'm going to liken them at some degree to hurdles, things that we have to overcome, and this is why I'm saying I'm likening them to a hurdle. Because as I stated, when I first launched out on my journey, full-time entrepreneurship, and it's amazing to think about the fact that I have been a full-time entrepreneur, wow, since 2005. Now process that. I have not had a full-time salary since 2005. Say that because I want you to know and recognize that, Coach Adams, is in process and remains in process herself. I've had some high highs and I've had some low lows that have shown up in my journey, on my journey in my life, as frustrations as well. These barriers that one would say, these barriers to our goal. This feeling of, I'm annoyed, I'm anxious, I'm upset, I'm bothered because I'm not getting the results that I desire. And as I was sharing early on my journey, you know, I am a firm believer that God has placed purpose in us. Now, I know I'm on a global platform and everyone doesn't believe in God, and that's okay. I'm sharing with you my belief, and I believe in a higher power. I believe in God, and I believe that each and every one of us, we have been born with a specific purpose in mind for our lives. It's coded in our very DNA. Now, that's my belief, that everything has a purpose. But at times on our journey, we have to battle through the lack of clarity. That lack of clarity can cause frustration, can get us in this place of feeling upset and annoyed because of our inability to change and to achieve the desired results that we want because of the lack of clarity. In essence, this lack of clarity, frustration, this barrier to our goal, because you cannot move forward in the direction of your goal if you're not clear on your journey. And I share that often for regular listeners listening in. The importance of being able to envision, the importance of vision on your journey. And as we're looking at the battle of frustration, and simply put, again, giving honor to my mentors, this clarity that I've gained from them around frustration, this barrier to your goal, as we look at this today, we're going to build a case, and I want you to evaluate where you are on your journey. I want you to look at identifying, do I even know where I'm going? Do I have the clarity that's needed on my journey? Do I see the goal? You may have the goal in sight. You may be able to see it. However, you're feeling frustrated. You're feeling frustrated because of some barriers, whatever they may be. And I shared with you that early on my journey, I felt the barrier, the weight of the barrier of the lack of resources. And it has caused great frustration on my journey at different stages. Great frustration because of this lack of this need at times that it's like, I get annoyed, like, But what I've grown to know to be true is that as you process through on your journey, you may have that money barrier, but we have to keep money in its right perspective. More than anything, before the money, you need clarity of vision. Your vision has to be clear. Now, please don't misunderstand. Coach Adams knows that without question, money is the way in which we do commerce, and we need the money on our journey. When it comes to your rent, your landlord doesn't want to hear that you have this great vision. And I want to write a check on vision. No, commerce has to change hands. You have to give them the money exchange that's needed when that rent is due. So know that I understand the importance of doing commerce, of the need for money. I'm right there with you. I live in the same world society where the exchange of money is
the primary form of doing commerce. You give me a specific, you give me an apartment, there's a specific amount. On the first, I'm supposed to give you the money in exchange for that housing or that mortgage, that house, whatever the case may be. So we're on the same page concerning that, but there is a priority that has to take place, that the number one driver cannot be money. You can't be over-consumed and focus exclusively on money. If you are, you are not going to get the results that you desire around purpose. Because if money is the driver, you're not looking at purpose. You're not looking at the fulfillment of your assignment. You're not looking at that higher call of purpose. Your only focus is on the money. You know, I think about my journey early on. As I mentioned, God began to awaken his call on my life in 1998. But I was not released into full-time purpose until 2005. And I have been independent since that time. And that is, in and of itself, it's a tremendous blessing to be able to say I have not had a full-time salary since 2005. Long time. It has not been an easy journey. But the one thing that I can say is that I've learned and I'm learning how to deal with those moments of frustration. Remember, today the focus, as we're kind of zooming in the lens, we're looking at this battle of frustration, standing that when we're feeling frustrated, we're in our feelings. We're upset. We're annoyed. We're feeling, you know, especially some kind of way because of our inability to change, to achieve the desired goal. But in order for you to feel that, you have to know what the desired goal is. And as I spoke earlier, and I am with intention repeating myself, that no matter where you are on your journey, there are oftentimes barriers that we must overcome. Whatever that barrier may be, you have a goal. In most cases, we have a goal. It's not that we don't have a goal. You may need to clarify it. You may need to get a little bit more clear around it, but you have some loose level of understanding where you want to go on your journey. So let's just assume that we have a goal. We have a desire. We know what the dream is. You can see it. You see it. However, you're feeling frustrated by some of the hurdles that you have to overcome along the way on your journey. Some of those hurdles, and I'll give you some things to think about and process around. As I stated early on my journey, the number one hurdle was money, or the lack thereof, because now I'm full-time, no full-time salary, I'm full-time independent, challenged by this frustration, as one would say, a barrier to their goal, and having to process through this barrier. Now, for you, it may not be money. Maybe you're dealing with fear. You know, it's been stated that fear is false evidence appearing real. It's false evidence appearing real. But yet we allow that fear to get the best of us, and it becomes a barrier, and it stops us in our tracks. We become annoyed and upset. We get in our feelings and we're feeling some kind of way because of the fear. And the fear, in essence, paralyzes us. Fear. In other cases, a barrier could be time. or as one would say, the lack thereof of time. I do a great teaching on time management adapted from The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey and the 4 Time Quadrants. And I share that with you simply because time is not the issue. It's prioritizing what's most important to us, where we fall short. Because when we learn to prioritize our values, what's most important to us, our priorities, now we navigate on our journey differently and we make different decisions. You know, I was sharing with someone recently because we were talking about the desire to find what it is that you were created to do. And I was sharing with this individual, I said, you know, my first church where I served in every possible capacity there was to serve in, literally. You know, those that are regular listeners and know that Coach Adams cannot sing, I was a part of the choir for a brief moment. Okay, cannot sing. Okay, not my anointing. I was a hostess. I was on the media team. I mean, you name it. I was the assistant to the first lady. I mean, you name it, I was doing it. Because at the time, I was trying to discover what it was that I was created to do. Where were my gifts? And if you are struggling with identifying what your gifts are, there is a spiritual gifts test, and it's free at spiritualgiftstest.com, that you can do this assessment and get some thoughts around what that looks like for you and your personality type. And many have found this to be very insightful and helpful. And so I give you that complimentary resource that you too can take advantage of it so that you can grow in the understanding if you're not there yet on your journey. So again, going back to my very first church, served in every capacity. But once God awakened his purpose and gave me the clarity that I needed, I no longer had to do this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. I became clear. So my next church, which is my church where I am today, when I got there, I didn't have to go through that process that I went through at the previous church. Why? Because I had already gotten the clarity that I needed. God had already awakened his assignment and call on my life, the speaker, the teacher, the trainer, the coach. And so for me, it was all about, okay, let me now serve within my shape and how God created me, my shape being spiritual gifts, my heart, what is it that I'm passionate about, my abilities, personality, my experiences, shape. And so I learned that, of course, from Rick Warren. If you haven't read The Purpose-Driven Life, it's very powerful, and that is something that Rick Warren points out in The Purpose-Driven Life, shape, serving within your shape. And that was quite an awakening for me because it assisted me on my journey in identifying, okay, where will I serve? But even with all of that, there are times when I feel frustrated. And when I get back to the hurdles that we were just talking about, we spoke on fear, we were looking at time. I mentioned all of what I said and the fullness of that. I want you to get the point. Because when it comes to time, if you're not clear on your assignment, you're going to take on all of this stuff for you because it's consuming your time. And in essence, it becomes a barrier to your goals because it's consuming your time. Whereas when you're clear, you know what's most important to you, you know what your priorities are, it's easier to handle your time because now you're managing your priorities and you know where to focus your energy. It's easier to say no to those things that don't align with the vision that is in you, the particular area of, it's easy to say no when it doesn't align. It's easy to take something on and then realize, oh, missed it. I can hand it, I can lay it down because that's not it. I've had those different moments on my journey. I get asked to do a lot of different things. But because I have grown to be clear, I know what to say no to. But still, we can mismanage our time and feel frustrated. And so I want to challenge you to start looking at aligning with your priorities. See, when we align with our priorities, there's certain things that you know you should say no about. You can't take on everything. And I had to grow in that. That's why I said my first church was so important for me because I did all, I mean, anything that there was possible to do. I did it. Not because of vision, not because of purpose, but because I was trying to find it. And when I made that connection, I was clear. Now I serve within that capacity. Because I know the value of serving within my shape, my spiritual gifts, my heart, what I'm passionate about, my abilities, my personality, my experiences. I serve within my shape. And it becomes easier to manage time. Not saying I don't get frustrated because of making some bad decisions, but it becomes easier. So some of the barriers that we're talking about that we have to overcome, these hurdles on our journey that can cause frustration, we said fear, time, money, education, or the lack thereof. You don't feel like you have the educational level that you need. And so you become frustrated. You get in your feelings. You're feeling upset and annoyed. You feel like I don't have the inability to do what I need to do. I'm feeling a lack of. Well, I want to challenge you, and we spoke about this last week, and if you missed our last installment, I want to challenge you to go back to the archives for our last installment, So Rich on Awaken Your Dream. Because whatever it is that you were designed to do, and you know, Motivational Mondays is all about working it now so you can win, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. You can easily educate yourself. So you don't, that's to feel frustrated about, oh, I don't have enough education. Think about it. I am personally a lifetime learner. I'm always reading something, usually things that I'm doing masterminds on or what have you that I'm teaching on because I teach a lot of different classes, subjects, and so on and so forth with the certifications that I have and what have you. And so usually it's in that wheelhouse, but there's such a richness, not limited to, but I'm saying I'm constantly educating myself because I am a lifetime learner. You have a great resource in the palm of your hand to support you in educating yourself. It's called your smartphone and Google. Siri. You can get educated. I'm not minimizing traditional educational settings. Please don't misunderstand. There's certain areas that you need to go back to school. I can't tell you what that looks like for you, but what I am saying is that education doesn't have to be a barrier. It's just a simple lame excuse. That's another barrier. Lame excuses. Oh, I don't have enough education. I don't have enough this. Limiting beliefs is another barrier that creates frustration. Limiting beliefs. And so whatever your area of struggle, of challenge may be, maybe it's low self-esteem. I know early on in my journey, although I enjoyed speaking, I didn't feel confident that I had what I needed to stand before a group and speak. Now, this was what, it was such an oxymoron, actually, because whenever I was asked to speak, I enjoyed it to this big stage. And what I saw as a public speaker, I would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and publicly speak. I didn't have, at the time early on, the self-esteem, the self-confidence to feel like, yes, I could do this, until I actually did it. But initially, there was this barrier creating frustration. Once I got the awakening, now it's like, oh, my God, you got to do it. And so there was this barrier. I began to feel some kind of way. Again, I'm going back to when we're feeling frustrated, what stirs up in us? We become upset, annoyed. We're feeling some kind of way, like I don't have what I need to achieve what I want to achieve. That barrier to our goal, fear, time, money, education, limiting beliefs, self-esteem, your past failures. Remember last week in our installment, oh no, 2 weeks ago, well, we did touch on it last week as well. We talked about that oftentimes we don't pursue our vision, our dreams, because of past stuff, 2D specifically, disappointment and discouragement. That along the way on the journey, the two deadly Ds, and we looked at other areas, but these two right here, oh, they're deadly. You begin to speak your vision and you're excited about it. And your big audacious dream that you're like, yes, I can see myself doing blank, whatever that blank is for you. And you spoke it to the wrong person. And that person discouraged you. That person said, now, wait a minute. Who do you think you are? You're going to write a book? Are you kidding me? You're not an author. You're going to produce a movie? What? Who do you think you are? You're going to launch a studio? You're going to put out an album? You're going to create an invention, start a business, whatever, 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 whatever. Who do you think you are? And you start to hear those words of the past that have discouraged you along the way. And then you start to water those seeds that have been planted. You say, you know what? They have a point. Wow, they're right. I never have written a book. Who do I think I am? You know, it's so cute when we're talking about a book and an author. Because for those of you that are regular listeners and know who Coach Adams is, and you know that I serve my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and their ministry as a Global Master Trainer for Boss the Movement, which is a youth leadership training curriculum, we had a young lady, 10 years old, say, I'm writing 2 books. She's already in her rewrites of her book. And I thought to myself, I said, wow. And she said, as a result of Boss, I'm seeing this differently, that I can do this, right? And so I'm like, wow, she's 10. What's my excuse? What's your excuse? You have allowed those past failures to get you into that place of frustration. They've created this barrier. I'm helping you to identify some things that may prevent you from getting the fullness of what you desire, but you don't have to stay there. But it is important to recognize what has you stuck. What is the hurdle that you're dealing with in front of you? You can jump over the hurdle. You can overcome the hurdle, but you have to identify what is it. And so we said the two deadly D's of discouragement and disappointment, those are things of the past, as we're talking about past failures, past issues, that become a barrier, that become a part of that frustration that stirs up these feelings, and you're feeling upset and annoyed. You're feeling some kind of way. You're feeling the inability to change and to achieve what you desire. Discouragement, someone said you can't and you bought into it. And the disappointment, you tried once. One time. You tried once, and it didn't work out the way that you desired, and you threw in the towel. And, you know, the thing about that is this, that our journey has to be a journey of persisting, importuning. We can't just try once, try, and it doesn't work out, and give up. You have to keep trying over and over. That's where you have to determine, how much do I really want this dream? How much do I really want to achieve my goal? So we said some of those barriers creating frustration, fear, time, money, education, limiting beliefs, self-esteem, indifference, past failures, health challenges. Many can't achieve because they're battling through some health issues. It's real. You may have the heart and the desire to, but your body is battling against you. So you have to focus on getting whole first and getting healthy, because you need your body to assist you in the process. So that's an area that you have to focus in on. But it doesn't mean that you just quit. Think about, what can you do right where you are until your body is stronger and strong enough for what you desire? Procrastination. I've been guilty on my journey, I must say. Being transparent, procrastination has gotten me, oh, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I'll put it off until tomorrow. And as my one of my former pastors, associate pastor, she wrote a book called Monday Never. We always say when it comes to, and her book is around weight loss, that we're going to start the diet on Monday. But yet, Monday never comes, Pastor Liana Sims. And so you have to think about, when it comes to procrastination, is that the barrier that has created frustration? We've talked about discouragement. We've talked about the lame excuses. What is it that has become a barrier for you? You know, I shared in my opening that I'm so grateful for my mentors and this broader, expanded point of view around frustration. And I want to share with you a little bit of insight around a number of different areas that my mentors, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, have identified that become blocks. And I want you to think about where you are. We've said a barrier to our goal is what frustration is. But there are three blocks that will prevent you. One is a situational block, that physical block. You know, you're on your way, like with me. I am consulting in this season. I live in Orange County, California, and I'm driving to DTLA, downtown Los Angeles, California. And oftentimes, the situational block of traffic, yeah, it can definitely challenge me. But that is an external barrier or challenge. The physical block likened to traffic, I can relate to that. I deal with it 4 days out of the week. I can get started on my journey. Navigation will say, ooh, you're going to make it there before time. And the next thing I know, somebody has an accident on the freeway, and guess what? Now I'm running behind time, behind schedule. Physical block, but that's outside of me. That's a situational block. The other is an interpersonal block. This has to deal with the people outside of you that would hinder your process. You know, someone who said they could support you and you paid them for it and they didn't honor their commitment and they let you down and what have you. Those are outside of you, people hindering your process. I gave you a bunch of different areas to think about what is hindering you, what has become a block for you. Now, the bottom line is the number one that prevents us is intrapersonal fears, my own baggage, my own stuff, your own stuff that has you bound. And that's why we have to identify what it is, the fear, the limiting beliefs, the low self-esteem, all of those things are internal. The discouragement that you've allowed, the negative stuff to begin to take up real estate in your mind, and now you don't feel like you have the capacity to achieve what you want to achieve. Again, the interpersonal things on the inside of you. You are your worst enemy. But today you can break that by identifying what is preventing you from getting a greater fullness. I am so excited to come to the lines and to hear your thoughts. It's amazing how quickly our hour of power flies by. This is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from this dialogue around the battle of frustration? What those blocks may look like. We've identified different areas. Do you see where you are on your journey, where you need to adjust so that you can get greater results? You know, one of the things that you may need to do is you may need to join in a coaching partnership. You may need to start that today. So I want you to know that through my Impact 100, I am committed to assisting individuals on their journey, personally and professionally, so that they can grow to the next level through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available through my Full Circle of Empowerment, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds on specific subjects. You know, the whole thing about our journey is that our journey is what our journey is, right? But what matters most is who are you growing to be on your journey? Because if you just identify these barriers and you don't do anything to overcome them, then you're not growing to the next level. Thing to say, fear is holding me back. Time, money, education, limiting beliefs. self-esteem, indifference, past failures, health challenges, procrastination, discouragement, lame excuses, etc., 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 are holding me back. But you have to deal with and face whatever that barrier is, whatever that hurdle is that's causing you frustration. You don't have to stay right where you are. You have the power to change. The question is, what are you going to do differently so that you can get different results? If you don't like the results that you're getting, I challenge you, break the insanity. You're living and residing in a zone of insanity. Insanity, it's been stated that insanity is doing the same things over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and yet expecting different results. Know that it's up to you to break the insanity. You don't have to stay in that place of frustration. It's important to identify, okay, I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling annoyed. I'm feeling frustrated. Okay, now what? Are you just going to stay there? What will you do to navigate differently? Don't lose focus on your goals. Know that you have the power, the ability, there's resources and support to assist you in making a shift and getting different results. That's where I come into play. I'm here on Mondays, not for myself per se, but I'm here for you. This, you're living in my dream right now. A part of it, an aspect of it, as a speaker that having a radio broadcast, been on the airwaves now. Ooh, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I think it's almost approaching the 10-year mark. I know it's over 8 years going into 9, somewhere in there. I'll have to look back, but probably 9, close to 10 years now. But I share that because I'm here committed regularly because of wanting to be able to empower others. That's who I am. It's at my core. It's what makes my heart sing. What makes your heart sing? Do you know? Have you identified that? Are you tapping into and living that through? Know that those are areas in which I can assist you with as your personal and professional success coach. So I'm here to support you. You still have an opportunity to chime into the broadcast today. We're about to wrap it up and close it out, but the lines are still open. Would love to hear from you if you have a question, thought, or comment. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you would like to learn more about my full circle of empowerment, please call or text 310-921-0101. 310-289-2101. If you are texting, please include your name and full circle, your name and full circle. If you're calling, of course, we will make that connection with you. But if you want to text, send your name and full circle, and I will know that you are interested in hearing more about the full circle of empowerment tools that are available to support you on your journey. If you didn't ask a question today, no worries. Guess what? We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group where we can continue the dialogue. If you're not already a member through social media, we encourage you to join the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. Simply say that I want to join, and we would welcome you into the fold. That's a great way for you to continue the dialogue, ask a question, make a comment, make a show recommendation. Maybe you have a great thought on someone who would make a great guest. We invite you to share in that. I want you to know that we so appreciate you taking the time to tune in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly grateful that you, with intention, came here today to pause, to jumpstart your week, motivated and empowered with me, Coach Adams, and I'm honored by that. If you are interested in my personal and professional growth plan, don't hesitate to reach out. If you want to learn more about who Coach Adams is, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And as we close out today, I just want to remind you on what we talked about. We talked about this little bugaboo known as frustration. We've established that there is this battle that goes on that we deal with named frustration. This battle, this frustration that gets us upset or annoyed on our journey, it happens at different stages. Regardless of where you are, at some stage you deal with barriers that you have to overcome. We've identified some of those barriers that cause frustration: fear, time, money, education, limiting beliefs, self-esteem, indifference, past failures, health challenges, procrastination, discouragement, lame excuses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever they may be, there are some barriers that you have had to overcome. You don't have to stay there, but we've talked about that. Some of my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and the three blockage, the blocks. We said barrier, frustration is a barrier to our goal. We said, you got to look at situational block. Is that the barrier? Sometimes, but not always. Interpersonal. Sometimes I got to deal with people outside of me that are trying to hinder me. But the main barrier is the intra, the stuff within me, the in me. That's where our own fears and attitude and all of those things manifest. So whatever you're dealing with, identify it and know that you don't have to stay there. We have a caller. We literally have just a moment or two, but caller, we thank you for chiming in today. Area code 310, last four digits, 1147. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? We have less than a minute.
Hi, Coach Adams. It's lovely. And just a quick thank you. Once again, I know that I am dealing with a situational thing regarding health, but listening to your shows on Monday always gives me that extra punch and oomph to trust God in the process, because you know I serve the same God that you do, and knowing that he can also redeem the time. So we do the best that we can and trust him with the rest. Thank you so much for your labor of love.
Oh, thank you, lovely. I so appreciate you, and I thank you for chiming in. And I love hearing that one is encouraged and coming to the broadcast, supports you on your journey. And I want to encourage you to continue the process. Don't quit. Don't give up. Continue the journey, step by step, moment by moment, day by day. Do something, even if it's the smallest possible thing. Do something each day within your capacity, whatever that may be. A few sessions ago, we talked about the butterfly effect, and that would be a good one for you to look back on. So know that there's great resources in our archives that can support as well, and I thank you so much for chiming in. Well, that's all that we have time for on today. Woo! How quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in, for listening in, for participating. And I want to let you know that we're here every Monday just for you. I'm here just for you. So set your timers and your alarms. Set a date that you would tune in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.